Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have any of you ever had an angel of the Lord speak to you in a dream? Me either. In fact, most of my dreams I would imagine would be similar to if I ever had a bad LSD trip, because they tend to be pretty bizarre. But here we have Joseph, a relatively simple, common man in an obscure place in the world, who has an angel of the Lord tell him something that, let's be perfectly honest, was beyond belief. So there had to be something special about Joseph. He had to be pretty well in touch with God's working in his life. He must have been a man of prayer and deep faith. Enough so that he was able to overcome any of the uncertainty and skepticism and do what he was called upon to do. And beyond this, we don't have a lot of detail about what Joseph was like or about what he did, but we can rest assured that in that quiet obscurity that followed most of his life, he simply listened to God and did his best. Well, I don't know about you, but I know people that I've encountered in my life who don't have a lot of fanfare behind them, aren't well known for what they do, but in quiet obscurity are people of deep faith who try to follow what God asks of them. And maybe not in as spectacular a way, but in still a very real way, what they do echoes through eternity. Anytime any of us, with hearts that are sincere and true, follow where God is leading us, try to be the people we're called upon to be, even though no one recognizes our actions, they have an effect in the world. They might have an effect that literally changes the progression of time that we will never know. Our kindness may change the heart of another person who in turn changes other hearts and can make the world truly that much closer to the kingdom in its fullness. Joseph had the courage to listen and to respond, and we need to do the same thing.